Hey, baby. So, my coworker was wondering if I'm free tomorrow. I think he has a bit of a crush on me. He asked if I want to go for a walk in the park and then see a movie afterwards. I was going to reject him, but I remember a while back you were turned on when we talked about my past relationships and, adventures. Don't really understand your fetish, but well, I was thinking maybe this is a good time to try exploring it. But only if you want to and are confident with it, of course. After all, I need to be comfortable too, right? Well, what's he like? It's kind of hard to say. I mean, well, he seems like a fun and pretty carefree kind of guy. A bit impulsive, but still thoughtful of others. To be honest, he's quite handsome and is rather popular with the ladies I work with. What's wrong, baby? Are you worried he's some kind of prince charming? That will, sweep me off my feet, take me away from you. Oh, come on. You know me better than that. That's not going to happen. I know you're nervous, but it's okay. I have no feelings for him at all. You know I love you. So, it's up to you, baby. Should I meet up with him? Looks like that bulge in your pants already answered that question. I know. How far we'll go on that date, I don't know. But I'll tell you all about it later, okay? Hey, honey, I'm home. Baby, I know you're anxious, but let's at least get comfortable before smothering me with questions, okay? Here, sit down, and I'll tell you all about my date last night. So, we got some drinks together at a cafe, but then we brought it to the park. Our walk was quite nice, actually. Even though I only met up with him just because of your fetish, it was good to be able to talk and feel comfortable with him right off the bat. That does not happen too often, except with you, of course. There was a beautiful sunset. That colored, like, it was gorgeous. The sunset, it was coloring the sky orange. And we sat around at the duck pond for a while. It was just so relaxing. It was a bit of a chilly day, so he actually did wrap his jacket around me, which was super sweet. We held hands and cuddled a bit because I just kind of felt right in the moment, I suppose. Even though he's just a friend. But I guess that's not the part you're mostly interested in. I know. You want to know what happened after, right? Just remember, I only met up with him because you wanted me to. You can't hate me for anything I'm about to say. Okay, well, afterwards fucked. We fucked like animals. We went back to his place to watch a movie, but he had me undressed and on the bed as soon as we got in the door. Are you okay, baby? We can stop and just forget all about it as if it never happened, if it's too much. Are you sure you want to know the details? Alright. Well, I don't want to disappoint. Okay. I mean, I didn't want to disappoint this guy down here. After all, looks like your pants are all ready to explode. Let's take those off. Here. I'll let you jerk off while I tell you what happened last night. That's right. Start stroking that cock of yours. Slowly, baby. I don't want you to come before I get to finish my story. So, when we got to his apartment, I had barely even finished taking my shoes off. When he caught me by surprise and he pulled me into a deep kiss. We both knew it was going to happen, but I wasn't expecting him to take control like that. He held my body close to his, and I quickly relaxed in his strong arms. The kisses were just so passionate. It was getting me worked up a bit, quite a bit. He started groping my ass through my leggings, his fingers sinking deep into it. At this point, I really don't mind, to be honest. I didn't at all. I wanted it. Then he pulled off my top and my bra. It felt weird, but kind of exciting having a man other than you staring at my bare tits again. I could feel his bulge grow, start pushing against me. I'll admit, I was eager to see it, so I got on my knees and pulled his pants down. Oh my baby. He had a cock like a porn star, thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. Ugh. Anyways, I wanted to know what it felt like. I reached out to grab it. It felt so big in my hands. My fingers could barely wrap around his dick. Was he bigger than you, baby? Baby, your cock is very cute and beautiful in its own way, but yes. So, I started trying to tease him a bit, stroking his dick. It even grew a little bit more in my hands, feeling it pulse. I was playing with it just like this. Oh, wow. Your cock is throbbing just for me putting my hands on it. Does the thought of me playing with another man's dick really turn you on that much? I'll help jerk you off a bit faster, baby. Just remember, I'll be disappointed if you come before I say, okay? Good. After stroking his dick, I could tell he wanted more from me. I looked up at him, leaning over, until my face was right in front of his cock. Then planted a white kiss on the tip, just like this. I guess he couldn't resist anymore after that, because he just took the back of my hair and gently but assertively pushed my head between him, stuffing my mouth with his dick. I could barely wrap my lips all the way around it. I could feel it start pulsating in my mouth as I kept sucking as far as I could. Eventually, We stopped. And he led me to his bed. He came up behind me and returned the favor. He stuck his hands down my pants, exploring my wet pussy. It was so juicy at that point. I couldn't help it. The moment he touched it was just like my whole body shivered in expectation. Before I knew it, he took my leggings and my panties off. I was lying down on his bed, panting and completely exposed to him. "You look like you're having a hard time edging. This is really turning you on, huh? Well then, I have a fun idea. If you like it that much, then how about we make a bet? If you come before I say you can, I get to meet up with him again whenever I want. And he can use me like his personal fuck toy for a month. If you win, I'll have sex with just you. And of course, it will be tonight. And do whatever you want. Deal? But I won't make it easy. You have to jerk off at a fast pace starting now." So I laid on the bed, he grabbed my legs, he got in between them. He started grinding his cock against my pussy until I couldn't stand it anymore. I almost begged him and started rocking my hips against his. I couldn't help it. Oh, I just had to rock my hips against his dick. He tried so hard to keep it away. But he said he wouldn't put it in until I begged him to do it. I tried to tease him back, like I do with you, but I couldn't help it for long. I begged for it, like a bitch in heat. I gasped when he pushed his cock inside me. I am not used to my pussy feeling that full. It would have been difficult if I was not already that freaking wet. I was soaked. He took it slow and let me get used to it at first. The pleasure against my belly button, I felt pressure against my belly button. It was incredible. It didn't take long for me to orgasm because I already was on edge from being fingered earlier. However, he wasn't satisfied yet and picked up the pace. He started fucking me like his life depended on it. The rest of the night was like a blur of sex and pleasure. I hope his neighbors weren't home because they definitely would have heard my voice. Sorry, I didn't come home last night. But we wanted to try all kinds of things together. And I was too tired after. It's been a while since I had sex like that. Was he better than you? Well, it was different, I guess. Sex with you is great and all, but with him, it was like, how do I put this? It was like I had a sexual itch and I finally found the right man to scratch it. Oh, come on. Don't feel bad about yourself. He and I are just really sexually compatible, I guess. Anyways, there's something I need to tell you. I feel guilty about this, but, you know, I'll always be honest with you. I let him come inside me. He was getting close, but I told him not to stop, and my legs just wrapped around him. It felt so good. Of course, I brought the condoms you gave me, but everything happened so quick, I wasn't thinking right. I'm so sorry. I just really lost in the moment. And since we did the first round raw, we thought we might as well go bareback the rest of the night. I think I still have a bit of his cum leaking out my pussy this morning. Oh wow. Your dick is twitching so hard right now here. I'll let you finish soon. You're so cute when you're trying so hard not to come. How about this? I'll count down from 10. When I say 0, you can come all over me, okay? 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. Oh, come on now, you can do this. 2. Oh no, should I wait? 1. Oh, baby. Wow. I didn't say 0 yet, baby. I said 1. Looks like you lost the bet. It's okay. You can just let it all out now for me. I hope I didn't ruin your orgasm. Sorry for tricking you like that, but I couldn't help having a little bit of fun. How do you feel? Did I do a good job of having cuckling you, huh? We both know you love edging. It was fun teasing you and seeing you so horny. I can't wait to cut on getting you tonight. Oh, what? Surprised? Maybe we made a bet, and I'm a woman of my word. You were the one who wanted this, right? I promise. I won't do it anymore if you stop being turned on by it and can tell me not to. But until then, to satisfy both me and you, I am going to do my best to help you fulfill your fetish, because I'm that good of a girlfriend. After all, you're still my cute boyfriend, but my body will be for other men to use. Deal? Oh, I love you so much.